giving all honor, glory, praises to the Most High and the Son, Yahweh Shai. Thanking for another opportunity to get it right, prove ourselves worthy before His great, terrible, notable day. Today's class topic is Jacob's Trouble. Jacob's Trouble. Just want to share a story with you all. I walked outside of school one day and a sister, though she was asleep, Israelite sister, she walked up to me and she began to weep and cry. And what she said was, "Our people ain't shit." Excuse my language. "Our people ain't shit." You know what? You're speaking a little truth. You're speaking truth. Because we do each other so wrong. We do each other so wrong. So bad. Give me Isaiah 42, verse 17.
Dude, here's the book of Isaiah, chapter 42 and verse 17.
You like to start of verse 14.
Verse 14.
Read.
"I have long time holding my peace."
God said he has long time holding his peace. Read.
"I have been still."
Read.
"And refrain myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman."
Now he will cry like a travailing woman. Read on.
"I will destroy and devour at once."
At what?
At once.
Also, I say he's going to destroy and devour at once. But he said, "Now will I cry like a travailing woman." What would be the reason? Why is it so? What would cause him to cry like a travailing woman? Give me Lamentations chapter 3, verse 8. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 48.
This is the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 48. "Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people."
He said, "My eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people."
Right.
Now, who is the one that's destroying each other? Bring it down each other, pull it down each other. It's us. It's us. Read that again, Op.
"My eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people."
And what do we do to each other? How do we act towards each other? Give me Lamentations chapter 2, verse 15.
Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 15. "All that pass by clap their hands at thee."
All that pass by do what?
Clap their hands at thee.
It be your own people.
That's right. Right.
Read.
"They hiss and rang their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth?"
Walking around here hating on each other, man. Here hating our heart for one another.
Bring that out.
For hate.
Right.
For hate. And this sister came up with crying, man. Because guess what? Her own people are doing her the worst. Mm. Own niece dogging her out. Own brother dogging her out.
Right.
And that's heartfelt, man. I felt that deep down in my soul. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. Because guess what? We do each other the worst. We do each other so wrong. Read.
"All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee."
What do we do against each other?
"They have opened their mouth against thee."
So I guess using that word, you ain't have people plotting, hoping on your downfall.
Bring that out.
Hate to see you shining. Hate to see you doing good. Read.
"They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up."
We have what?
"We have swallowed her up."
Read.
"Certainly, this is the day that we look for. We have found. We have seen it."
We have what?
"We have seen it."
And our own people look for each other to fall.
Bring it out.
We look for it. We hope for it. We hope for it. Give me Psalms chapter 119, verse 136. Psalms chapter 119, verse 136. Psalms chapter 119, verse 136. Read this out.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 136.
Read.
Rivers of water run down my eyes because they kept not thy law.
Because we what?
They kept not thy law.
What is it that we don't keep? What is it that we don't keep? Is it the fringes he talking about?
Right.
Is it the beard and the head wrap? What
out.
Is it that we don't keep as a people? Give me Romans 13 to 10. Romans chapter 13, verse 10.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 13 and verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Love is the what?
The fulfilling of the law.
Go back to Psalms 119, verse 136. Keep your thumb on 119, verse 136.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 136. Rivers of water run down my eyes because they kept not thy law.
Because we keep not thy law. Give me hold that. Give me Galatians 5 and 14. Galatians chapter 5 verse 14.
The book of Galatians. Chapter 5 and verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy brother as thyself.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hold on, go back. Psalms chapter 119, verse 136.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 136.
Read.
Rivers of water run down my eyes. Because they keep not thy law.
Give me James chapter 2, verse 8. James chapter 2, verse 8. Read this out.
The book of James, chapter 3.
Chapter 2, verse 8.
Chapter 2 and verse 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. Problem is, we don't see the death coming.
Bring it out.
I guess we don't see the destruction coming. Guess we're too busy worried about our own self.
Bring them up.
Too busy. Give me Hosea chapter 12, verse 2. Too busy going through the motions of life. Not understanding that our life is nothing but a vapor to our God. Hosea chapter 12, verse 2. Read this up.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 12 and verse 2. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways.
He's going to punish us according to our ways.
Right.
Punish us according to our ways. Selfishness. Hate. Envy. Murmurings. Read.
According to his doing, will he recompense him?
All of us are going to be rewarded according to our doings.
Right.
But you look around, it looks good outwardly. It looks very good outwardly. It looks real good outwardly. The Most High going to try our minds, going to try our thoughts, going to ponder our hearts. Give me Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 3.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 7 and verse 3.
Read.
Now is the end come upon thee.
Now is the end come upon thee. Read.
And I will send mine anger upon thee.
Read.
And will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations.
I guess we don't see the end coming. You know, each and every one of us must look at that man in the mirror.
That's right.
And do some deep examining. The time of Jacob's trouble is on the way.
Right.
Evils that we have never seen.
Peace.
Death.
Wake them up.
Destruction. But we get rocked back to sleep because Walmart's still open. We get rocked back to sleep because we got running water.
Bring it out.
We get rocked back to sleep because electricity can still turn the TV on. We get rocked back to sleep. But jump down to verse 5.
Verse 5.
No, start at verse 4.
Verse 4. And mine eye shall not spare thee.
I say his eye will not spare thee. Read.
Neither will I have pity.
Neither should I have pity even you with children. Also, I'm not a respecter of persons. Understand, right. It's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of the Most High. It's time for us to really examine ourselves and seek the face of the Most High while we have a chance.
That's right.
He says, my eye shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity. Read.
But I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abomination shall be in the midst of thee.
Read.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, and evil, and only evil, behold, is come.
Is what?
Is come.
Is what?
Is come.
It's here.
That's right.
We walk around as if we don't hear the trumpet blowing. We don't know.
And end is come. The end is come.
Read.
It watcheth for thee. Behold, it is come.
You know what our problem is? Our problem is, as a nation, it is social media. It's social media.
Wake them up. See?
Because it protects the darkness inwardly with the outward sun. I got something to tell you, brother. I got something to tell you, sister. In these times, social media ain't going to be able to save you.
Wake them up now.
Your likes won't be able to save you. Your post, your personal post, won't be able to save you.
That's right.
Your opinion won't be able to save you. Reciting precepts won't be able to save you. It won't be able to save you. Give me Proverbs chapter 6 verse 5. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 5. Proverbs.
This is the book of Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 5.
Give me
5.
16 and 5. Shalakia.
Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord.
Read.
Though hand joined in hand.
Though hand what?
Though hand joined in hand.
Give me Proverbs. Come back to Proverbs chapter 6. It's not where I want it. Give me Proverbs 14 and 12.
Good. It's the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man.
Read.
But the end thereof are the ways of death.
Most of us, majority of us got death on our breath.
That's right.
Majority of us do. Understanding, man. Social media destroyed us, man. Because guess what? It just makes it all about self.
That's right.
Boosting the ego. Man, you got somebody that becomes self-willed.
Bring it out.
Give me Job chapter 3. Job chapter 34, verse 3.
The book of Job, chapter 34 and verse 3.
Read.
For the ear trieth words.
Read on.
And the mouth tasted meat.
Read.
Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good.
Man, let us hold fast to the judgments of God.
That's right.
Read on.
For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment.
But jump out of verse 20.
Verse 20. In a moment shall they die.
In a moment, what?
Shall they die.
In a moment, what?
Shall they die.
In a moment, shall we die. Read.
And the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away. And the mighty shall be taken away without hand.
Read.
For his eyes are upon the way of men, and he seeth all his goings.
He seeth all our goings. He seeth all our goings.
That's
but
right.
This is our problem. Read.
There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
And, you know, we walk around as if we could hide ourselves.
Bring that up.
That our thoughts are hidden from the Most High. That our true intentions are hidden from the Most High. The things that drive us. The things that motivate us. Read that again, Doc.
There is no darkness, no shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
They hide themselves. They hide themselves. We ain't nobody gonna be able to hide himself, man.
Bring that up.
But if we sit here and say, we all professing to be holy. We all professing to be walking with the Most High. We all profess. Give me 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 2.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, and verse 2.
Go to verse 3.
Verse 3. There be many created, but few shall be saved.
You was going to only make it. Why is that so, man? Why is that so? Why can we walk around boasting, hating our heart, pulling each other down? We ain't even guaranteed the kingdom.
That's right.
Knowing that 2/3 of us not going to make it. 3 people in the room, only 1 got a chance to make it out.
Bring that up.
How can we walk around boasting, proud, as if we got it all figured out? We really truly need to be turning to the Most High, loving our brother and our sister.
That's right.
Give me Esther chapter 13, verse 18. Look at Esther chapter 13, verse 18 in the Apocrypha. Right before the wisdom of Solomon. Page 56. Esther chapter 13, verse 18.
Esther chapter 13.
Verse 18.
All Israel in like manner cry most earnestly unto the Lord, because their death was before their eyes.
None of us act like we see death. None of us. Instead, we're just going to be proud and boastful.
What?
All we got to show for the Most High waking us up is Facebook post. All we got to show for the Most High waking us up, live videos. All we got to show for the Most High waking us up is to come into class. Nothing else to show for it, man. It's time for us to take it seriously.
That's right.
And truly hearken to the power, truly submit. Give me Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 23.
The book of the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 3.
2 and verse 23.
23. For God created man to be immortal, and made him to be an image of his own eternity.
Read.
Nevertheless, through envy of the devil came death into the world.
Nevertheless, through envy of the devil came death into the world. Bro, give me this definition of envy. Envy, definition. Put that on the screen. Make it bigger. Go down. It says, nevertheless, through envy of the devil came death into the world. What is envy? Desire to have a quality, possession, or other desirable attribute belonging to someone else. So it says, nevertheless, through envy of the devil came death into the world. And the devil is that man that you see in the mirror. Give me James chapter 1, verse 23. James chapter 1, verse 23.
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 23. And 4. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
It is like a man to turn from the power. It's like a man beholding his natural face in the glass, in the mirror. Looking at yourself in the mirror. But what did a man choose to do? Read.
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way.
And do what?
And goeth his way.
He goeth that way, that man in the mirror. Go back to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 24.
The book of the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 24. Nevertheless, through envy of the devil.
Nevertheless, through envy of the devil, desiring, wanting the possessions of that man in the mirror of the flesh, desiring the lust of the flesh, that man in the mirror, read.
Came death into the world.
Came what?
Came death into the
world. Go back to James, chapter 2, verse 24. Start at verse 23.
The book of James, chapter 2, and verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled.
James, chapter 1, verse 23.
The book of James, chapter 1, and verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Read.
For he beholdeth himself.
So you behold that image. Forgetting that you belong to Christ. Forgetting that you're pure light. Would you hold on to that image in that glass? Read.
And goeth away.
And goeth his way. Read.
And straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
You forget that you are light. That you belong to Christ. You forget because take heed. You're going to follow the way of that man in that mirror. But let's get that. Give me Psalms chapter 119, verse 133. Psalms chapter 119, verse 133.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 133.
Read.
Order my steps in thy words.
We pray to our God to order our steps in his word. But why? Read.
And let not any iniquity have dominion over me.
And not have what?
Dominion over me.
And let not have what?
Dominion over me.
Iniquity have any dominion. Give me the iniquity. Definition of iniquity. Put it up there. Make it bigger. Iniquity. Immoral. Or grossly unfair behavior. Immoral thoughts. Grossly unfair behavior. And what we tend to do is let that man in the mirror have dominion over us.
Right.
Let these thoughts have dominion over us. Go back to Psalms, chapter 119, verse 133.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 133. Order my step in thy word.
Read.
And let not iniquity have dominion over me.
Do not let that man in the mirror have dominion over you. Wicked thoughts have dominion over you. But instead, walking in the word. You see, it's hard for us because let that person in the mirror have dominion over us. Everything that happens, whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, is the perfect will of God.
That's right.
It is the perfect will of God.
Bring it out.
So you're gonna let your thoughts have dominion over you and try to stop what the power plan is? Are you gonna succeed and let the power work?
Wake them up, yeah.
Are you gonna submit and let the power work and walk in his words? See, we can't do that because we let that man in the mirror get between us. We let that man in the mirror get between the will of God.
Right.
Let that man in the mirror, the thoughts of that person in the mirror, get between the perfect will of God. Give me Isaiah 55 and 8. No, give me Proverbs 10 and 5. Proverbs 10 and 5.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
It said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Read.
And lean not unto thine own understanding.
Two-thirds of us lean unto our own understanding. Two-thirds behold ourselves in that mirror, in that glass, and go straight away and forget what manner of man we were.
Wake them up.
Forget that we are pure beings of light.
Right.
But instead, we chase the darkness. We chase the flesh. We chase that man in the mirror. Yeah. Read that again, huh?
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Read.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
He shall do what?
Direct thy path.
Give me Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. That's our problem. We behold ourselves in a mirror and we forget what type of man or person we are. That we are Christ, that we belong to Christ.
That's right.
Isaiah 55 and 8, read this out.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 55 and verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
For what?
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Understanding that his thoughts are not our thoughts.
That's right.
The thoughts, the will, and the power are not the thoughts of that man in that mirror.
That's right.
So how can we sit here and follow after him and have let those thoughts that the person in the mirror have dominion over us? But let's see the thoughts, the fruits of that person in the mirror that we so much love. Give me Galatians chapter 5. Give me Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
The book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 19.
Read.
Now, the works of the flesh are manifest.
So when we walk after that man in that mirror, these are the thoughts that it has and have to be in over us. Read.
Which are these?
And now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Read.
Which are these? Adultery.
Read your thoughts of adultery. Read.
Fornication.
Read.
Uncleanliness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hate. Variance. Emulation. Wrath. Strife. Seditions. Heresies. Envying. Murder. Drunkenness. Rattling. And such like. The which I tell you before. As I have also told you in time past,
read.
That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
So Israel, if you got these thoughts going in your mind, you will not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Two-thirds of us still got these thoughts.
Bring it out.
These thoughts are not of the Spirit.
That's right.
These thoughts are not of Christ.
Okay.
But read on.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy.
You got thoughts of love, joy, peace. Read.
Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law.
Against such, there is no law.
That's right.
So either walking as that man in the mirror, or you walking as Christ, you walking in the light. Two-thirds of us still got problems fighting that flesh, that man in the mirror.
That's right.
Because the thoughts in our mind starts with the thoughts in our mind. If you have thoughts of adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, Most High will cut you off, man. The power will be coming to see about you. It's time that he's coming to see, and he's coming to judge. Most High is coming to judge. He is coming to judge. Give me Psalms, chapter 114, verse 7.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 114 and verse 7. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord.
Do what?
At the presence of the Lord.
It's time for us to, man, walk and stop being walking in fear and trembling.
That's right, right.
Read that again, now.
Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord.
Most of us don't tremble, man. Most of us not out there trembling at his presence. Knowing that we got to bow down and confess before him.
Bring that up.
Answer for our ways. But most importantly, answer for the words that we speak.
That's right.
Israel, we all need to watch our words.
Right.
And the things we say. Because those are the things that condemn us. Right. Give me Matthew 12:36. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 12, and verse 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak.
Brother, sister, please watch what you say. Because every word that you speak, read.
They shall give account thereof in the day of judgment.
I don't have to answer for it. Read on.
For by thy word.
By the words that come out your mouth, but on the words that you speak in your everyday life. Not when people watching, but when nobody's watching. The thoughts that you have in your everyday life. Read.
Thou shalt be justified.
Read.
And by thy word, thou shalt be condemned.
By thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Give me Matthew 5, verse 37. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 37. But let your communications be yea, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
Just watch our words and be straightforward with our brother and our sister. Watch our words, watch our mouth, and be straightforward with our brother and our sister. Give me Proverbs chapter 8, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 21. We are in the times of Jacob's trouble because not only do we hate and devour one another, always negative towards one another, always pulling each other down, but we don't even know how to communicate and talk to one another, man. Read this out.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, and verse 21.
Read.
That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. And I will build their treasure.
Proverbs 8 and 21.
8 and 21.
Read that again out.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 21.
Read.
That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. And I will build their treasure.
Give me Sirach, chapter 37, verse 18.
The book of Sirach, chapter 13.
Chapter 37, verse 18.
And verse 13.
37 and 18.
And 18. Four manner of things appear, good and evil, life and death.
Four manners of things appear for our eyes, good, evil, life and death. But read.
But the tongue ruleth over them continually.
But it is our tongue, it is by our mouth, it's by the words that we say.
That's right.
We will be rewarded. It is through the words that we speak. It is through the words that we speak.
Bring them up, yeah.
It is through the words that we speak. It is through the words that we speak. Give me 2 Esdras chapter 14, verse 14.
This is the book of 2 Esdras. Chapter 14. Chapter 14. This is the book of 2 Esdras. Chapter 14 and verse 14. Let go from the mortal thought. Cast away the burdens of man. Put off now the weak nature.
Put off now the weak nature. Put off not a weak nature. Read.
And set aside the thoughts that are most heavy unto thee.
It's time to submit ourselves to the perfect will of the power. Let me tell you why. Read.
And haste thee to flee from these times. For yet greater evil than those which thou hast seen happen shall be done hereafter.
So we got evil in evil times, man. Each of us can be rewarded according to our ways.
That's right.
But we say some of us, y'all consider us to be righteous. But give me 1 Peter 4 and 18. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18. We all profess that we are righteous. We all do. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Hold on, read that again now.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved. Read that one again.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Read.
Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
I'm telling you, Israel, that even the righteous is scarcely be saved. It's time for us to examine ourselves inwardly and to cleanse urgently, because the trumpet is blowing.
We're
in the times of Jacob's trouble because we don't know how to love one another. We don't even know how to talk to one another, man. We don't know.
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit keeping of their soul to him in well-doing.
Read.
As unto a faithful creator.
Chapter 5 and verse 6.
Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God.
It's time for us to all humble ourselves. All humble ourselves. Read.
That he may exalt you in due time.
Read on.
Casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you.
For he what?
For he cares for you.
Read on up.
Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may devour. Give me Psalms chapter 119, verse 126. Schlocky, bump that. Give me 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10.
Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Wherefore, be rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
Do we give diligence to make our calling and election sure? As we all out to. As we all out to.
That's right.
Because we're in the times of our troubles, man.
That's right.
We're in the times of our trouble. Give me 1 John chapter 4, verse 8.
This is the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God.
Start of verse 7.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Read.
He that loveth not knoweth not God.
He that loveth what?
Not knoweth not God.
Read.
For God is love.
For God is love.
That's right.
For God is love. Ain't we all trying to get our sins blotted out?
Bring that out.
Isn't that the mission?
That's right.
To get our sins blotted out, to remain spotless. But what is it that covereth the multitude of our sins? See 1 Peter chapter 4.
1 Peter chapter 4.
Start at verse 7.
But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Read.
And above all things, have fervent charity.
And above all things have fervent what?
Charity.
Read.
Among yourself. For charity shall cover a multitude of sins.
What does charity do?
Cover a multitude of sins.
What does charity do?
Covers a multitude of sins.
It is that charity. It is that charity. It is that love. That pure, unfeigned love for your brother and your sister.
That's right.
For love covereth all sins.
That's right. But
love covereth all sins. Give me Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 3.
The book of Titus, chapter 3.
Start at verse 1.
And verse 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers.
Time for us to all submit to the perfect will of God.
That's right.
Before it's too late. Before it's too late. Read.
To obey magistrates. To be ready to every good work.
Read.
To speak evil of no man.
To do what?
To speak evil of no man.
We got a problem with that.
Bring that out.
We got a problem with it. It says to speak evil of no man. Read.
To be no broilers.
Read.
But gentle.
But what?
But gentle.
Read.
Shewing all meekness unto all men.
Well, we got a problem with that, man, because we're so quick to turn our back on each other, man.
Bring that out.
Be so quick to fire off on one another, man. Read.
For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish.
Read.
Disobedient.
Read.
Deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
What do we do?
And hating one another.
We hate each other, man.
Bring that up.
We hate each other. We hate each other. Cause our eyes to run down with rivers of water. For destruction of our people in our own hands. In our own hands. Read.
But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward men appeared.
Read.
Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy. He saved us.
He did what?
He saved us.
He did what?
He saved us.
We've already been saved, but it's that person in that mirror.
Right.
It's that person in that mirror that gets between the perfect will of God.
That's right.
We all been saved.
That's right.
Read.
By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Read.
Which He shed on us abundantly through Yahushua, our Savior.
Through Christ, our Savior. Through Christ, our Savior. Through Christ, the greatest love a man can have. What's the greatest love can one have? What is it? John chapter 15, verse 13.
This is the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Give me 1 John 3 and 16.
This is the book of 1 John, chapter 3 and verse 16. Hereby receive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Again. Social media, it just boosts that person in that mirror. It does. It puffs us up. It does. Think we above the power Himself.
Bring it out.
Give me 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. You know, we feel like we're entitled to wake up and breathe. It's like we're entitled to voice our opinion.
Bring it out.
And we are entitled. And we are entitled. Not understanding, but our life is just a vapor, man. Read this up.
This is the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 1. There is a true saying.
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1.
This is the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last day, rebellious times shall come.
Read.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Men should be what?
Lovers of their own selves.
So I guess when the Most High come to judge this earth, what is it on social media? What can that do for you then?
Bring it out.
Can that save you? Can that save you? Or is it gonna be, are you going to be weighed by your words and your actions to your brother and your sister?
Wake them up, yeah.
You know, we walk around and we people want to leave the fold, turn their back on their family. What does the Most High say about that person that's alone out there alone?
You know.
What does the Most High say about that sheep out there alone? That brother, that sister out there alone? Ain't that guaranteed destruction? Give me Ecclesiastes 4:9. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4 and verse 9.
Read.
Two are better than one.
What?
Two are better than one.
Read.
Because they have a good reward for their labor.
We don't know.
For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow.
Read.
But woe to him that is alone.
What?
Woe to him that is alone.
Read.
When he falleth. For he had not another to help him up.
Destruction to the person out there alone, man.
That's right.
Destruction. Destruction to the one out there alone. The one out there selfish, self-willed. Thinking about self. Most I say, woe to that person. Read.
Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone?
How can one be warm alone?
That's right.
Give me Romans chapter 14, verse 11. Our proudly be is also in this truth, man. We always want to got words to speak on somebody else's name. Worried about what the next man doing. Worried about what she got going. Busybodies. So read this out.
The book of Romans, chapter 14 and verse 11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
Every tongue shall confess to God. Your wicked thoughts, your ill will.
That's right.
Your deepest and darkest secrets, your desires, all have to confess that. But read on up.
So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God.
So again, every one of us should give account to himself to God. How can I worry about the next man?
Bringing
up his thoughts. And I got to make sure that I'm walking circumspectly.
That's right.
Got to make sure that I'm making my election sure.
Yeah.
Give me 1 2 Peter 1 and 10 again. Here's where, watch your words. Watch your words. Because life and death is ruled by what? The power of the tongue. Read this off 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10.
The book of 2 Peter. Chapter 1 and verse 10. Wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
We need to work trying to make our calling and election sure. Trying to fulfill the law. Treating your brother, treating your sister how you want to be treated. Read.
For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail.
Read.
For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua the Christ.
Read.
Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Though ye knew them and be established in the present truth.
That's all I want. Give me wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 2, verse 21.
the book of the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 21. Such things they did imagine and were deceived.
So we're deceived by our own thoughts of that man in the mirror. And those thoughts that we have, they deceive us. They deceive us. When the scripture's telling us just to order our mind, we program our mind with this word.
Right.
Read.
For their own wickedness have blinded them.
For their own wickedness have what?
Blinded them.
And the man in the mirror, it blinds you.
That's right.
We don't know.
As for the mysteries of God, they knew them not, neither hope they for the wages of righteousness, nor discern a reward for blameless soul.
Some of us can't discern a reward from blameless soul. Some of us, we just can't do it to discern the reward for a blameless soul. A blameless soul. That is what we are after.
That's right.
To achieve a blameless soul.
Wake them up, Cap.
I guess everybody got it figured out. Matthew 7, 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Matthew 7, 14.
The book of Matthew, chapter 7, and verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way.
It says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. Read.
Which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Few there be that find it. Give me 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. There be few there be that find it. I understand how to achieve or blame the souls, and be few that find it. 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 1.
This is the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, and verse 1. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the angel which had been sent unto me the night before.
Read.
And he said unto me, up, Israel, and hear the word that I am come to tell thee.
So jump down to verse 7.
Verse 7. The entrance thereof is narrow. The
entrance thereof is what?
Narrow.
Read.
And it is set in a dangerous place to fall.
Set in a dangerous place to fall. Set in a dangerous place to fall. How can you walk around here boasting and proud? Give me Luke chapter 13, verse 24. Luke chapter 13, verse 24.
This is the book of Luke, chapter 13 and verse 24. Try to enter in at the straight gate.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Being blameless in your words. Showing charity to your brother and your sister. Laying your life down for your brother and your sister, for the brethren. Working to be blameless. Read that again.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate.
It's really easy. But we are the ones that man that mirrors the ones that make it hard.
That's right.
The devil is the one that make it hard.
Read.
The deceiver. Read.
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in.
A lot of us, we're going to be seeking to enter in. Seeking to enter in. Read.
And not be able.
And what?
And not be able.
And what?
And not be able.
Not be able. And not be able. Because we're walking as a flesh in our minds, still tainted. Mine's still tainted.
That's right.
Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 26.
The book of Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 26.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 11, and verse 26.
Read.
For it is an easy thing unto the Lord in the day of death to reward a man according to his ways.
To reward a man according to his ways. Give me Ecclesiastes, chapter 14, verse 13.
Chapter 14 and verse 13.
Read.
do good unto thy
friend. Verse 12.
Remember that death will not be long in coming.
Understand that death not long in coming. We all gonna be on our deathbed one day.
That's right.
And we're in the times of Jacob's trouble. The death is around the corner.
Yeah.
Death is around the corner. It's here. It's here. Judgment is here.
That's right.
Read.
And that the covenant of the grave is not soon unto thee.
Read.
Do good unto thy friend before thy die.
Before thy die. What should we be doing?
Do good to thy friend before thou die.
Do good to our friend. Read.
And according to thy ability, stretch out thine hand.
And according to the ability, stretch forth thy hand to thy brother. Stretch forth thy hand to thy brother. Give me Job chapter 34, verse 20. Job chapter 34, verse 20.
This is the book of Job, chapter 34 and verse 20.
Read.
In a moment shall they die.
Read.
And the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away. And the mighty shall be taken away without hand.
Read.
For his eyes are upon the ways of man.
Understand, everything that we're doing, his eyes are upon it. We need to understand that. Making sure that we remain blameless in our speech. That we show unfeigned love to our brother and our sister.
That's right.
Read.
And he seeth all his going.
Because he seeth all the things that we do.
That's right.
Read on.
There is no darkness, no shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
But the workers, there's no way we'll be able to hide.
That's right.
There's no way we'll be able to hide it. There is no way we'll be able to hide it. But the Most High, he made a promise to us. He made one promise to us. Israel, give me Ecclesiastes chapter 15. I mean 2 Ezra chapter 15. Start at verse 1. Start at verse 4.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 15, and verse 4. For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness.
All the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. And that's a promise.
That's right.
That's a promise. Read.
Behold, said the Lord, I will bring plague upon the world, the sword, famine, death,
and destruction. It says the sword, famine. I guess nobody see the famine here. I guess none of us see it.
Wake up.
I guess none of us see it. We'll rot back to sleep.
Right.
We'll rot back to sleep. Read.
The sword, famine, death, and destruction.
And then when what?
Famine, death, and destruction.
I guess we don't see the destruction going around us. But it's the problem. Last precept. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. Luke chapter 17, verse 26.
This is the book of Luke, chapter 17, and verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Read.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives.
So what do we always see on Facebook? What do we always see in the nation? Brother celebrating, high-fiving, begotten wives, begotten children. All we do is see the green grass and the sun shining. But read up.
They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came. And
judgment came. Read.
And destroyed them all.
It did what?
And destroyed them all.
It did what?
And destroyed them all.
And destroyed them all. Israel, repent. Understanding that we walk in blameless, we're in a time of Jacob's trouble, man. When they know Shalom.